Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this week's episode, we cover April 28th in BTS history, its numerous promotion schedules and upcoming comebacks, and also the postponement of the Map of the Soul 7 tour, which leads into our song discussion this week of Fly to My Room from the B album, which wouldn't exist without the pandemic. First, BTS activity last week, April 19th to April 25th, Korean Standard Time. Both Jin and J-Hope have been very busy. On Saturday, April 29th, Jin joined Coldplay on stage at Day 3 of their concert series in Seoul. He surprised the audience by appearing as someone with a sign, trying to take part in the songbook portion of the show. He sang a stripped-down piano version of The Astronaut with Chris Martin, before joining him for My Universe as well, in which Jin sang all the vocal line parts for the other members. He came back to surprise the audience yet again on Friday, April 25th, for Coldplay's final concert in Seoul 2, this time surprising the audience by first coming out in security vest and an alien mask. Jin posted photos from his appearance on his Instagram account. As part of the comeback calendar for his album, Jin also released and posted concept photos from the album. He looks gorgeous, which I guess goes without saying, but also still needs to be said, because wow. Jin also posted a photo of a piece of art gifted to him by Kian84. Netflix also released the final three episodes of Kian's Bizarre B&B, so Jin also posted some photos taken during that adventure. And we got episode 31 of Run Jin, which features members of Tomorrow by Together and Hypen and the return of Dongkyo to compete against Jin in games in a high school setting, which Jin found appropriately ridiculous for a 32-year-old. One of the photos of Jin's first appearance at Coldplay's concert was of Jin and Chris Martin both doing deep full bows to each other. Jin posted this photo on his Instagram, and RM commented on the photos and said that it was touching. RM had been active the previous day too, recommending Moon by Astro and many other friends, which was a song released to honor the late Moonbin of Astro. He especially recognized Cha Eun-woo's hard work in putting the project together, and sorry if I pronounced his name wrong. RM also posted a screenshot of his military enlistment tracking app celebrating 50 days until discharge. RM was able to catch Coldplay's final concert in Seoul, which means he was also got to see Jin perform there. He posted a photo of himself, Chris Martin, and Psy, who also attended backstage after the show. And in the biggest RM news, on May 2nd, Tableau and RM are releasing a collab song called Stop the Rain. Tableau is currently doing the marketing for it, with RM sharing his post about it as well on Instagram. So far, Tableau has told us that it's a deeply personal song, which he was actually worried about releasing, which is why he sat on it for 2.5 or 3 years, until he was able to talk to RM and confirm that it was okay to release. So that'll be interesting for sure. It will be out by the time I record my next episode, so I'll discuss it more then, hopefully. Speaking of our military boys, V made an appearance in the comment section of a military friend's post. His friend had posted a particularly grateful message to V for his support during their enlistment and his encouragement to follow his dreams. V continued to encourage him in the comment he left. J-Hope, meanwhile, performed in Japan, posting his usual social media activity around it, photos from the concerts the day after it happened, and selfie videos from soundcheck. He also posted a photo of the coverage of his visit in the local newspapers. Jin once again was able to catch J-Hope's live after his second concert and leave some comments. While in Japan, J-Hope was also able to meet up with Nigo of Human Made backstage at his concert, as well as Sakaguchi Kentaro. After his Japan concerts, J-Hope stuck around for an extra day and filmed some television content that will air at some point in the future. Once he returned to Korea, he posted a photo of the gift that he had received from Pharrell while he was away. Then it was off on another plane to Singapore, where he'll be performing between the recording of this episode and its release. So I hope everyone enjoyed those shows. I'll talk about them next week. And in case you missed it, J-Hope also appeared in the very beginning of a Le Sserafim Behind video for when they filmed a bunch of challenge videos with different artists for their song Hot. This day in BTS history, April 28th. April 28th, 2013. Jimin posts a selfie with heavy eyeliner on, as was the style at the time, and talks about the album jacket photo shoot. April 28th, 2014. No idea what they're doing. It's still very quiet times in the wake of the Sewol ferry tragedy, which I talked a little bit about in last week's episode. April 28th, 2015. It's the day before the Most Beautiful Moment in Life, or HYYH, Part 1 comeback. RM tweets about it and thanks Army. Jimin and J-Hope tweet selfies. Jimin actually tweets a few of them throughout the day. Jimin also replies to a tweeted video of Suga reading and compliments his reading voice. V tweets photos of himself and a dog that he met while they were doing the album jacket photo shoot. April 28, 2016. Once again, they're gearing up for another comeback. This time, it's Young Forever, the final in the HYYH series. It's not for another week, however. RM tweets a selfie and comments that he looks like an egg. Suga also tweets selfies from the album jacket photo shoot. April 28, 2017. BTS are in the middle of the Asian leg of the Wings tour. On this day, they're traveling to Indonesia. They still have time to tweet, though. The previous day, the song Wine was released. Its Korean title is If You Get Drunk Today, and it's by Saran, but it's produced by Suga. So it's not a surprise when RM tweets to recommend the song. Suga tweets photos of himself wearing a Supreme jacket that Hobi got him for his birthday. Then Suga and Hobi have some pretty flirty banter back and forth in the replies. Jimin, RM, and V tweet selfies from the plane. Now that Suga has had his moment, RM also recommends Wale's new album. Jimin brings it right back to Suga, however, and puts out his own tweet recommending Wine by Saran. April 28th, 2018. BTS are filming the Fake Love music video. Hobi takes the time to tweet a mirror selfie of his personal outfit, as in not related to the music video. And Jimin tweets photos from when they were in Osaka and JK was filming the GCF in Osaka. In Japan, they appear on a pre-recorded segment on NHK Songs. Your TMI for this day was that during the Fake Love music video shoot, they were all prepping for their annual medical checkup, which involved an endoscope. And that meant that they had to drink a gross drink every morning leading up to the exam, and they were all suffering for it. And how do I know this information, you might ask? J-Hope mentioned it in a V Live on January 28th, 2019. April 28th, 2019. BTS are in the midst of promoting Boy With Love and are about to leave for the US the next day to attend and perform at the Billboard Music Awards with Halsey. But first, on the 28th, they perform at the SBS Super Concert in Gwangju. Hobi tweets a selfie as well as RM and Suga after the concert is over. Bangtan Palms filmed on this day include a Boy With Love stage cam, a DNA stage cam, a Make It Right stage cam, as well as an Idol stage cam. On top of that, there are two backstage Bangtan Palms, including Challenge to Post 2.BTS and Last Day of the Boy With Love stage at 2019 Super Concert. On TV, the performance of Boy With Love that they pre-recorded the week before airs on Inkigayo. April 28th, 2020. V tweets two videos, a jam session that he had with artist Neve before he goes to bed in the early hours of the morning. JK has a photo shoot for the Beyond the Stage photo book, which will be released 2 years later in 2023. Suga tweets selfies that he took during some photo shoots a couple days before. Hobi posts a photo of the nice weather on Weverse and that he's planning to go dance. And he's not lying. Hobi then turns on a YouTube live in the practice room for Hope on the Street live stream and allows us to watch him freestyle for a bit. It's a Tuesday, so Run BTS app 102 airs. This is the King Avatar Cook Part 1 episode. It was filmed in Korea sometime in June 2019, though I'm not sure exactly when, only that it was before a trip to Japan. In bad news that I'd rather not relive, this day was also the day that Big Hit announced that the Map of the Soul tour would be completely rescheduled, with all concert dates in North America, where people had already purchased their tickets, including me, postponed until further notice. The concerts wouldn't be officially canceled completely until August, when it became clear that until there was a vaccine for COVID-19 administered to the majority of the population, large public gatherings would remain impossible. April 28th, 2021. Sticking with the topic of the pandemic, V tweets a photo from the Map of the Soul 1 photo book shoot and also posts it on Weverse. Map of the Soul 1, which was released on DVD, was the online concert replacement for the Map of the Soul tour, held over 2 days in October 2020. V hangs around on Weverse, responding to Army's comments and posts. April 28th, 2022. While Chapter 2 hasn't been announced to Army yet, BTS are already in it themselves. and we start to see hints of it coming in their activity as they start doing things they have never done before. For instance, when a member of BTS featured in someone else's song before, they'd never appear in the music video. This was also true of Suga producing and featuring in songs like IU's song 8. However, on this day in 2022, Suga shares the announcement on his Instagram that not only is he producing Psy's next single, he's also going to be featuring in it and appearing in the music video and dancing. Hobi comments fire emojis on the announcement. Hobi also posts a link to the recently released full video of the BTS performance of Chicken Noodle Soup from BTS Suwoozu fan concert from the summer. RM posts a photo of a basketball from Tiffany & Co. and also posts recommend Do Not Lean by Daniel Caesar. April 28, 2023. RM is super active on Instagram. He posts a mirror selfie, recommends Amazing by Rex Orange County, and Check One by King Cruel. He also posts his workout of the day. He also posts a photo of the hosts of the P6 show on YouTube. V, meanwhile, posts a collection of videos and photos from when he filmed Ginny's Kitchen, episode 10 of which was airing that night. Suga and Jimin are both in New York. It's Suga's rest day between his concert in New York and his concert in New Jersey. Jimin was in town for a Tiffany & Co. event that happened the day before, so on this day, his only visible activity is posting photos from the event. April 28th, 2024. Everyone's enlisted, but Team RM posts a video montage of him working on the Right Place, Wrong Person album. And RM has enough phone time that he's able to share it with his personal Instagram later that day. And that brings us to this year, with Hobi just finishing his Singapore concerts and Jin preparing for his comeback in May, and less than 2 months until everyone is free again. Song discussion, Fly to My Room. Fly to My Room is from the B album, which was released on November 20th, 2020. It's a unit song with Jimin, V, J-Hope, and Suga, and was written by Cosmos Midnight, Joe Femi, Griffith, RM, Suga, and J-Hope. RM often talks about how he loves eternal art, but that his own art is transitory or of the moment. I've often disagreed with him on this, as I feel that RM's art, his lyrics, his songs, and even BTS's lyrics and songs written by other members or other songwriters are just as eternal as any painting on the walls of RM's apartment. It's true song styles come and go, but they always swing back into fashion eventually, or find their way into being a timeless classic. But that all being said, the B album is a little bit of an exception, and that I think it very much needs to be considered and understood in the context of when it was created. In 2020, BTS planned to go on a world tour, at the conclusion of which Chapter 2 would begin, Jin would enlist, and their solo projects would start until they could reunite 3 years later. That plan was nearly immediately ruined with the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, which started getting serious in February 2020 and eventually led to complete global lockdown in March 2020. This meant that the epic Map of the Soul world tour was postponed and then inevitably cancelled. BTS suddenly didn't have anything to do. Everything they had been building up to now was put on hold. Eventually, they decided they needed a way to connect to ARMY, and they needed to focus on what they could still do, even if they couldn't perform, and that was create music. It was decided that they would self-produce an album, connecting with ARMY through live streams and pre-recorded videos showing the stages of working on it, from the initial concept meeting to the individual members' roles in the production process. This was the B album. Because of the times in which it was created, it is very much a reflection on life in the pandemic. Each song serves as another puzzle piece of the experience. The South Korean government also allowed BTS to delay their military enlistment by 2 years, given their high contribution to South Korea's GDP and reputation abroad. And so BTS were able to see ARMY through the entire pandemic and eventually perform for ARMY in proper concerts one more time before enlisting. But B remains somewhat of a time capsule of the pandemic experience. Don't get me wrong, every single song on the album is amazing, but lyrically, I think it needs the context of the pandemic to be fully understood and appreciated. Fly to My Room is the second song on the B album, and transitions us from Life Goes On into the more somber Blue and Gray. The Korean title for Fly to My Room translates to The Way to Travel My Room. It was written from the question of how the concept of traveling changes when one cannot travel freely anymore. BTS, who used to travel the globe, were now stuck in Seoul, traveling solely between work and home. And many people all over the world had even stricter measures in place where they could no longer go to work and at best could look forward to an awkward trip to the grocery store every 2 weeks with ever-changing sanitation rules and procedures in place. Not that I speak from personal experience or anything. Because it's a B-side, there's no music video for Fly to My Room. Additionally, because it was released during the pandemic, there were only two live performances of the song, both from Suwuzu, the Six Muster, which was held online in June 2021. The performance, much like the song, has a laid-back vibe, with no choreography and just the four members grooving to the beat a little while they sing. The set is a recreation of a cartoon room that BTS created during the lead-up to the album. On the set, 3D objects are painted to look two-dimensional, to mimic the drawing. The simple set has a model airplane that the members can also play with, and a plate of delivery food for J-Hope to reference when he gets to his verse. So, with that teaser in mind, let's get into the lyrics. We start off with a taste of the chorus, the desire to leave, and the only way to do so is to lure your eyes and imagine someplace else, in order to escape your blues and feel brand new. A side note here, but I love how they pronounce blues so quickly that it sounds like place. So, get me out of my blues sounds like get me out of my place. Because the sentiment is really the same. You'd like to leave your place, but are unable to do so, thus creating your blues. Jimin starts off verse 1, talking about those blues. How every day feels the same, like it's day 1. How the whole year was stolen. He's trapped in bed, and his stomach aches with it all. Or, his stomach feels bloated. And this could reference the fact that it was very hard to get your standard level of exercise in the pandemic, especially if you had a very active job before and suddenly couldn't do it. V picks up here, continuing the description of our starting point by saying that he wants to go anyway, but there's no choice, and the room is all he has. And then giving us the solution in his concluding lines. Well then, I'll just change this room into my world. After the chorus, V continues. He talks about how when he really examines the room, it can look unfamiliar. Even the old desk and the changing sunlight feel special. I love that line. I don't know if you've ever woken up at a time you usually don't and looked around your apartment, but it happens to me occasionally. I'm a night owl, so I'm frequently not awake at sunrise, or very early in the morning. When I do wake up early, I get to experience my apartment lit up in ways that I rarely see, and it does look new. Similarly, if I go outside very early in the morning, I can see the trees, other houses, and the mountains here in a different light. One time I had a job that meant I had to be driving around the city on Christmas morning, and that was very surreal, because not only was I seeing the city in very early morning light, but I was also seeing it without any, or at least very, very few cars on the road, or people out on the street. It was like I was visiting a foreign city that I'd never seen before, rather than a city that I lived in. Jimin continues with possibly my favorite lyric of the song, which is sung in English. Better way, I just found a better way. Sometimes we get to know, broken is beautiful. Sometimes changing how you look at something can make all the difference, and you can find beauty even in the things that are broken. Jimin is able to see that beauty, feel lighter, and fly away in his imagination. After the chorus again, the rappers come in with very melodic raps that stick with the laid-back R&B aspect to the song, rather than switching up the genre to something harder. Suga comes in to talk about how the room is too small to contain his dream. And that reminds me of the line in Dechita, where he said Korea was too small for his dream. Now he's confined to a single room, which is even worse. But despite that, Suga also points out the comfort. That his bed is the safest place. That no matter what he's feeling, even if it's predominantly negative emotions, his bed still embraces him. J-Hope continues to describe how your imagination and outlook can be your best assets. The toys in his room become people, little companions. The TV sound can make the room feel busy and crowded like he's downtown. He concludes with the lines, "Your mind can be changed by your mind. Here, this is a travel that only I enjoy. Delivery food is 3 stars. Fill yourself up with positivity. I'm full." I think if I were to pick a line that sums up this song, it's that line of J-Hope's. Your mind can be changed by your mind, or you can change thoughts with other thoughts, depending on the translation. The song is really an exercise in changing your own perception of reality. BTS had a name for this during the pandemic that I can't remember right now. Vision work, maybe. They used it a lot for their online concerts. Without the crowd there to feed off of, the concerts were really hard for them. They did a lot of work to imagine the crowd behind the camera. Big Hit did a lot of work, too, trying to keep a running army chat at Bang Bang Con the Live, filming selected audience members through their webcams from After the Soul 1 concert, and projecting them on screens for BTS during the encore stages, and having pre-recorded army fan chants and sing-alongs on both Map of the Soul 1 and Suzu, so that BTS could hear recordings of multiple army voices joining them on their songs, just like they usually would at a concert. Personally, I did get lonely during the pandemic, but I never realized that I was. I'm a huge introvert, so the majority of the time, I was actually kind of thrilled that I had an excuse to never go anywhere or see anyone. But I'm still human, and humans are social animals. I do feel that my ability to look on the bright side of things was a real asset during this time, though. To find the things that I could enjoy and enjoy them to the fullest. I do know that there were many people who ended up redecorating during the pandemic after spending so much time in their own houses. I feel like this song isn't so much about ignoring the downsides of the situation, it's more just about focusing on the positive aspects of it, using positivity or optimism to better survive the rough times, while still acknowledging that they're rough times. It reminds me of a conversation between Jin and RM in Bon Voyage 2, when RM was distressed that he was just making music for other people instead of making music for its own sake, and Jin wisely chimed in to ask why RM had to see that as a bad thing. Jin makes other people laugh because Jin enjoys making other people laugh. He gets his happiness by making other people happy. Sometimes, you need the audience in order to get the fulfillment from your efforts. And that could be a negative thing if you look at it negatively. But it could also be a positive thing. RM enjoys creating music for people, and in the end, other people get amazing music, and RM gets to feel like he did a good job, and everyone is happy. Fly to My Room is a great song to remind yourself that you can enjoy the small things in life just as much as the big ones, as long as you look on them with just as much warmth and positivity rather than being disappointed in their smallness. And now it's time to spin the random song generator. So, let me pull that up. And the winner is... Oh, one I already did. I have to spin again. And the winner is... I'll Be There by Jin from the album Happy, released in 2024. That's awesome. We'll have a Jin song to talk about from his previous album, just released in the fall, just before his next album comes out, which will be Echo in May. So, yay! And that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.